Chapter 5. The Supreme Being. The universal principle underlying the correspondence between the ideas within and the objects without is the true significance of the term mind. Therefore, the body and the world, which appear as external to oneself, are only mental reflections. It is only the heart that manifests in all these forms. In the core of the all-comprehensive heart, that is, in the expanse of the pure mind, there is the self-luminous I, always shining. Because it manifests in everybody, it is also called the omniscient witness, or the fourth state. The infinite expanse is the reality known as the Supreme Spirit, or the Self, which shines without egoism, as the consciousness within the I, as the one in all individuals. What is beyond the fourth state is only this. Let it be meditated on, the expanse of absolute consciousness, which shines all-pervading within and without, the illumination of the fourth state, like space, which simultaneously pervades the inmost blue core of a luminous flame, and the infinite space beyond. The true state is that which shines all over, as space includes and extends beyond the flame. No heed should be paid to the light. Enough to know that the real is the state free from ego, that everyone points to the chest when referring to himself by gesture, is sufficient proof that the absolute resides as the self in the heart. The Rishi Vasishtha also says that searching for the self outside oneself, oblivious of its constantly shining as I within the heart, is like throwing away an invaluable celestial gem for a sparkling pebble. Vedantists consider it a sacrilege to regard the one creating, sustaining, and absorbing Supreme Self as the separate gods Ganapati, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, Maheshwara, and Sada Shiva.